Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt, and today is day 37 of Emunah, Life in Messiah Yeshua, Redeemed by the Blood of Yeshua, Part 1. Meditation verse, 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. You know that you were redeemed from the futile way of life handed down from your ancestors, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood like that of a lamb without defect or spot, the blood of Messiah. The Bible is a book about redemption. From the moment Adam and Hava sinned, Yahweh Elohim already had a plan for mankind's redemption. Genesis 3:14 and 15, or Bereshit, Adonai Elohim said to the serpent, "Because you did this, cursed are you above all the livestock and above every animal of the field. On your belly will you go, and dust will you eat all the days of your life. I will put animosity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed, and he will crush your head, and you will crush his heel." The enemy has been crushed under the feet of Yeshua. He still roams the earth and the first heaven, but the atmosphere over the earth and the atmosphere over the earth. However, he has no authority of those who belong to Messiah Yeshua. What does it mean to be redeemed? The Greek is lutro. It means to bring forward a ransom, the act. Verb is used of him who gives, but of him who receives it. Hence, to release on receipt of a ransom. In the middle voice, to release by payment of a ransom, to redeem. In the passive, to be redeemed or ransomed. Thus, lutro means to receive a ransom. In the New Testament or Apostolic Scriptures used in the middle voice, it denotes the aspect of the Savior's work wherein he appears as a redeemer of mankind from bondage. 1 Peter 1:18. Isaiah 52:1 and 2. Awake, awake, clothe yourselves in your strength, Zion. Clothe yourself in beautiful garments, Jerusalem, the holy city. For the uncircumcised and the unclean will never invade you again. Shake off the dust and arise. Be enthroned, Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. Loose the bonds off your neck, captive daughter of Zion. For thus says Adonai, you were sold for nothing, so you will be redeemed without silver. The Hebrew word is ga'al, and it's the verb meaning to redeem or act as a kinsman redeemer. The word means to act as a redeemer for a deceased kinsman, Ruth 3:13, to redeem or buy back from bondage, Leviticus 25:48, to redeem or buy back a kinsman's possessions, Leviticus 25:26, to avenge a kinsman's murder, Numbers 35:19, to redeem an object through a payment. Theologically, this word is used to convey God's redemption of individuals from spiritual death and his redemption of the nation of Israel from Egyptian bondage and also from exile. Yeshua is our kinsman redeemer. Again, 1 Peter 1:19, Jewish New Testament commentary. The worthless way of life which your fathers passed on to you, which Peter mentioned, this is neither pagan idolatry nor the Mosaic law as set forth in the Tanakh, but the perversion of the Torah into an oppressive, legalistic way of life which your fathers, the Jewish establishment, those guiding the direction of the Jewish lifestyle, passed on to you, Jews who have come to believe in Yeshua the Messiah. This interpretation assumes that Kepha is addressing Messianic Jews and Messianic Gentiles identifying with them, rather than Gentiles retaining a pagan mindset whose former worthless way of life would have consisted in idol worship and gross immorality. And again, that the perversion of the Torah was the additional laws of the rabbis that were added onto and became very oppressive for people. Romans 3:19 to 24. Now we know that whatever the Torah says, it says to those within the Torah, so that every mouth may be shut and the whole world may become accountable to God. For no human on the basis of Torah observance will be set right in his sight, for through the Torah comes awareness of sin. Now this is regarding trying to earn your salvation without the Messiah. But now God's righteousness apart from the Torah has been revealed, to which the Torah and the prophets bear witness, namely the righteousness of God through putting trust in Messiah Yeshua. To all who keep on trusting, for there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are set right as a gift of His grace through the redemption that is in Messiah Yeshua. I'm going to read the Amplified version of Galatians 3:20-29, but I've also changed the name Jesus to Yeshua and Christ to Messiah, which is the Hebrew name. Now, a go-between intermediary has to do with and applies more than one party. There can be no mediator with just one person. Yet God is only one person, and He was the sole party in giving that promise to Abraham. But the law was a contract between two, God and Israel. Its validity was dependent on the both. Is the law or Torah then contrary and opposed to the promises of God? Of course not. For if a Torah had been given which could confer spiritual life, then righteousness and right standing with God would certainly have come by law or Torah. But the scriptures picture all mankind as sinners, shut up and imprisoned by sin, so that the inheritance blessing which was promised through faith in Yeshua Messiah, the Anointed One, might be given, released, delivered, and committed to all those who believe, who adhere to, and trust, and rely on Him. Now, before the faith came, we were perpetually guarded under the Torah, kept in custody in preparation for the faith that was destined to be revealed, unveiled, and disclosed, so that the Torah served to us Jews as our trainer, our guardian, our guide to Messiah, the Anointed One, to lead us. Until Messiah, the Anointed One, came that we might be justified, declared righteous, put in right standing with God by and through faith. But now that faith has come and we are no longer under a trainer, the guardian of our childhood. For in Messiah, the Anointed One, Yeshua, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Messiah, the Anointed One, into a spiritual union and communion with the Anointed One, the Messiah, have put on, clothed yourselves with Messiah, the Anointed One. There is now no distinction, neither Jew nor Greek, neither is there slave nor free. There is not male and female, for you are all one in Messiah, the Anointed One, Yeshua. And if you belong to Messiah, the Anointed One, are in Him who was Abraham's seed, then you are Abraham's offspring and spiritual heirs according to the promise. Kepha is repeating what he said to the legalizers at the Jerusalem conference. Why are you putting God to the test now by placing a yoke on the neck of the Talmudim, which neither our fathers nor we have had the strength to bear? Acts 15:10. This is referring to the oral law with additional rules and regulations and rabbinic traditions. The ransom did not consist of anything perishable like silver or gold. Again, Isaiah 52:3 says, "You shall be redeemed without money." We cannot be redeemed by trying to earn our salvation via Torah observance. However, because we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, we can now walk in the blessings of the Torah through obedience to Yahweh Elohim's teachings and instructions as a holy Kadosh set apart people in order to reflect the light of Yeshua to a lost and dying world that needs His redemption. We are to walk in the Torah as Yeshua walked in the Torah. The basis for Torah is love for those who walk in Messiah Yeshua. We obey His Torah from Genesis to Revelation because we love Him, our God and Redeemer. So walking in love is the highest form of Torah obedience. He also sent the Ruach HaKodesh, or Holy Spirit, to help us walk in accordance with Yahweh's teachings and instructions. The Ruach HaKodesh will never lead you to just obey God's word. Matthew 22:36-40. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the Torah? And he said to him, "You shall love Adonai your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." The entire Torah and the prophets hang on these two commandments. John 14:15-20. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper so that he may be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not behold him or know him. You know him because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer behold me, but you will behold me because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. Yeshua taught us how to properly walk out the commandments of Yahweh Elohim, our Father, as his redeemed people, Jews and Gentiles, the nations who have put faith in him. Matthew 5:17-19, do not think I came to abolish the Torah or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. And the Hebrew idiom or idea for fulfill is to teach properly. Amen, I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or seraph shall pass away from the Torah until all things come to pass. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others the same shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever keeps and teaches them, this one shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. The word commandments is Greek word entole, and it means to charge, command, commandment, whether of God or man. It means charge, commission, and direction. In the sense of precept, commandment, law is spoken of, referring to the traditions of the rabbis. 2, the precepts and teachings of Yeshua. 3, the precepts and commandments of God in general. 4, the precepts of the Mosaic Law, in whole or in part. And 3, generally and collectively, hentole, or he entole, the commandment of God, used either for the Mosaic Law or for the precepts given to Christians, Christian doctrine and duties. And again, if you read my notes, you'll have more detail and more additional scriptures. The Hebrew word is Torah. It's a feminine noun meaning instruction, direction, law. Torah, the whole law. This noun comes from the verb yara, which is one of the major meanings to teach and to instruct. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law, which is spiritual death was upon all mankind. The curse came because of disobedience. Obedience brings the blessing of Messiah Yeshua to his redeemed. Galatians 3:11-14, it is clear that no one is set right before God by Torah, for the righteousness shall live by emunah. In other words, works without being redeemed. However, Torah is not based on trust and faithfulness. On the contrary, the one who does these things shall live by them. Messiah liberated us from Torah's curse, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. In order that through Messiah Yeshua, the blessings of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so we may receive the promise of the Ruach through trusting faith. The Messiah must, again, this is a Jewish New Testament commentary. The Messiah must come under the curse, Galatians 3:13, in order to pay the full penalty for sin required by God's justice. Why did he do this? Why did he trouble himself? Galatians 3:14 gives the answer, so that the Gentiles might receive the blessing announced to Abraham, promised in Genesis 12:1-3, which is cited in Galatians 3:8-9, and not only the Gentiles, but also we, which includes Jewish believers. How is the blessing appropriated? Once more, as at Galatians 2:17, Shaul brings out that it comes through being in union with him, so that when Yeshua receives is what is promised to him. Believers receive it too, and this again comes about through trusting and being faithful, not through legalism. The blessings, redemption in Messiah Yeshua, Deuteronomy 28:1-14. Now if you listen obediently to the voice of Adonai your God, taking care to do all the mitzvot that I am commanding you today, Adonai your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. then all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you listen to the voice of Adonai your God. Blessed will you be in the city, and blessed will you be in the field. Blessed will be the fruit of your womb, the produce of your soil, and the offspring of your livestock, the increase of your herds, and the young of your flock. Blessed will be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed will you be when you come in, and blessed will you be when you go out. Adonai will cause your enemies to rise up against you, to be struck down before you. They will come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Adonai will command the blessings on you in your barns and in every undertaking of your hand, and he will bless you in the land Adonai your God is giving you. Adonai will establish you as a holy people for himself, just as he swore to you if you keep the mitzvot of Adonai your God and walk in his ways. Then all the peoples of the earth will see that you are called by the name of Adonai, and they will stand in awe of you. Adonai will make you overflow in prosperity, in the fruit of your womb, the offspring of your livestock, and the produce of your soil, on the land Adonai swore to your fathers to give you. Adonai will open for you his good storehouse, the heavens, to give rain for your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. Adonai will make you the head, not the tail, and you will be only above and not below. If you listen to the mitzvot of Adonai your God that I am commanding you today, careful to do them, and do not turn aside from any of the words I am commanding you today, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods in order to serve them. Shalom in Yeshua.